Hello, it's Rich Wolf on the board, Great American Floor. It's November 17th, and we are at 5 degrees north and 28 degrees west, approximately a few minutes in there, making our way south-southwest. Not quite through all of the doldrums yet. We have probably a number of hours to go before we could do that, maybe until the morning. We've been through a number of squalls today, up to 25 knots true, 35 knots across the deck, and of course got caught with too much sail up and waited it out and waited it out and waited it out for it to go away before putting a reef in, and eventually after 45 minutes of that, put the reef in, and then it promptly died down to 18 to 17 to 14 knots. So I seem to be a little bit out of sync that way with the systems, but that's just the way it goes, I guess. So we've had plenty of practice in putting in the reefs and hoisting them back up and out again, which is the hard part, as it's a pretty long grind. But the last time I did it, I went into a higher gear, and it was cut the number of revolutions in half, but it doubles the load on each revolution. So quite a strain, for sure. But anyway, right now we have one reef in the main on the Solent. We have the Geno still up and rolled up, ready to go if in case we got some lighter winds. And it does seem as though we've come through. We just came through a very stark on the radar bank of clouds that seemed to be a pretty sharp demarcation. And we come out the far side, we still have some clouds showing on the weather files, but nothing showing up on the radar at the moment. So we occasionally allow ourselves to hope that perhaps we're through, but we're not all the way through. I do remember in 2008, 2009, that when I got through the ITCZ, the Intertropical Convergence Zone, and thought I was through, that I was desperate to stay through. And so in the course of the next 13 hours, I actually made 13 sail changes, trying to make sure that it kept the south and out, and it wouldn't come back and envelop us again. So anyway, that's where we are right now. We took a nice video when the boat was going along in between episodes this afternoon, and sent that in, so that should get up on our website fairly soon. And we've also sent some questions from a school in Hungary as part of our program over to Mandor Fa, who is up about 50 miles ahead and sailing a great race. Truly so consistent. He's always going 11-2. Just seems every time you get a position report. He has sailed his boat about 48,000 miles, I think he said, before the start of the race, and so he knows it like the back of his hand, and he's just doing a great job. Certainly the lead pack has pulled away, but there's a group here that's all, they're going a little bit faster than we are, but we're still in the same vicinity at least, so we'll continue along. And very sad to hear that Tanguy de Lamotte has, in fact, abandoned the race. Whatever damage was done aloft to the mast was too much to try to repair there at anchor in Cape Verde Islands, which would have been required if he was to continue in the race. He had to do any repair by himself and without any external assistance. So he's headed back to France, and that's really too bad. Great guy, and has a great cause that he's working for as well, which is Children's Heart Surgery's Initiative CUR. So that's it for today, and we'll check in with you again tomorrow. Great American Floor, off and clear.